Ezekiel chapter 45. Furthermore, when you shall divide the land by lot for inheritance, you shall offer a sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah, a holy portion of the land. The length shall be the length of 25,000 cubits, about 7.1 miles, 11.4 kilometers, and the width shall be 10,000 cubits, about 2.8 miles, 4.5 kilometers. This shall be holy in all its borders all around. Of this there shall be for the sanctuary temple 500 cubits in length, about 750 feet, 229 meters, with 500 in width, about 750 feet, 229 meters, a square, and 50 cubits, about 75 feet, 229 meters, of clear space around it. And of this measure you shall measure the length of 25,000 cubits, about 7.1 miles, 11.4 kilometers, and the width of 10,000 cubits, about 2.8 miles, 4.5 kilometers, and in it shall be the sanctuary and the most holy place. The holy portion of the land shall be for the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary temple, who shall come near to minister to the Lord Jehovah, and it shall be a place for their houses, and a holy place for the sanctuary. And the 25,000 cubits of length, about 7.1 miles, 11.4 kilometers, and the 10,000 cubits of width, about 2.8 miles, 4.5 kilometers. Shall also the Levites, the ministers of the house, have for themselves, for a possession for 20 chambers. And you shall appoint the possession of the city 5,000 cubits wide, about 1.4 miles, 2.3 kilometers, and 25,000 cubits long, about 7.1 miles, 11.4 kilometers, opposite the sacrifice of the holy portion. It shall be for the whole house of Israel. And a portion shall be for the prince on the one side and on the other side of the sacrifice of the holy portion, and of the possession of the city, before the sacrifice of the holy portion, and before the possession of the city, from the west side westward, and from the east side eastward. And the length shall be opposite one of the portions, from the west border to the east border. In the land shall be his possession in Israel. And my princes shall no more oppress my people. And the rest of the land they shall give to the house of Israel according to their tribes. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Let it suffice you, O princes of Israel. Remove violence and spoil, and execute judgment and justice, take away your exactions from my people, says the Lord God Jehovah. You shall have just balances, and a just ephah, about 6 gallons, 22.2 liters, dry measure, and a just bath, about 6 gallons, 22.2 liters, liquid measure. The ephah and the bath shall be of one measure, that the bath may contain 1/10 of a homer, about 6 gallons, 22.2 liters. And the ephah 1/10 of a homer, about 6 gallons, 22.2 liters. Its measure shall be after the homer. And the shekel, about 0.4 ounces, 11.4 grams, shall be 20 gerahs. 20 shekels, 25 shekels, 15 shekels, shall be your mina, about 1.26 pounds, 571.2 grams. This is the sacrifice that you shall offer, 1/6 of an ephah of a homer of wheat, about 1 gallon, 3.6 liters. And you shall give 1/6 of an ephah of a homer of barley, about 1 gallon, 3.6 liters. Concerning the ordinance of oil, the bath of oil, you shall offer the 10th part of a bath, about half a gallon, 1.8 liters, which is a homer of 10 baths, because 10 baths are a homer or a core. And one lamb out of the flock, out of 200, out of the fat pastures of Israel, for a meat offering, and for a burnt offering, and for peace offerings, to make reconciliation for them, says the Lord God Jehovah. All the people of the land shall give this sacrifice for the prince in Israel. And it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings, and meat offerings, and drink offerings, in the feasts, and in the new moons, and in the Sabbaths, Saturdays, in all solemn assemblies of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering, and the meat offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offerings, to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. In the first month, Nisan, March, April, in the first day of the month, you shall take a young bull without blemish, and cleanse the sanctuary. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering, and put it upon the posts of the house, and upon the four corners of the settle of the altar, and upon the posts of the gate of the inner court. And so you shall do the 7th day of the month for everyone who errs, and for him who is simple. So shall you reconcile the house? In the first month. Nisan, March, April. On the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover, a feast of 7 days, unleavened bread shall be eaten. And upon that day shall the prince prepare for himself and for all the people of the land a bull for a sin offering. And 7 days of the feast he shall prepare a burnt offering to the Lord Jehovah, 7 bulls and 7 rams without blemish daily the 7 days. And a kid of the goats daily for a sin offering. And he shall prepare a meat offering of an ephah, about 6 gallons, 22.2 liters, for a bull. And an ephah. About 6 gallons, 22.2 liters, for a ram. And a hin of oil. About 1 gallon, 3.6 liters, for an ephah. In the 7th month. Tishri, September, October. On the 15th day of the month, he shall do the likewise in the feast of the 7 days, according to the sin offering, according to the burnt offering, and according to the meat offering, and according to the oil.